put the preseason behind you then? Does this turn in a page starting the season?
Yeah, no, it was turning a page starting the season. I still feel good. And, you know, I'm going down to the stadium actually probably an hour to go get some work in, get ready for this weekend, and, you know, take one game at a time. You know, it's not for lack of effort or trying, and I'm going to go out there and do my job to the best of my ability, and that's what I'm expected to do.
A year ago when you were testing out those courts at the stadium, everything was new. Do you have a handle on it, how the wind works its way through that stadium because of the way it's built?
I definitely feel like we have a little better handle on it. You know, we've been in there a couple times in the off season. Just, you know, every time you can go in there, you're going to get more and more comfortable with it. So, you know, that's why I'm going down in about an hour. So it should be fun this weekend. You know, that's what you got to remember is football's fun. And even though it is your job, you still got to go out there and, you know, let loose and do what you're asked to do.
It's a tough one. You're the lone guy, you know. I mean, everybody's looking at you and all these cameras and everything, and it all focuses on you. I mean, it's got to be the joy and the agony that goes.
You're 100% right. The thing is, though, is that you know you have to understand that, you know, playing professional football or playing any professional sport, you have to be able to take the accountability when it's good and when it's bad. So, I understand that, and I understand why people are concerned or you know want to pay attention to the misses. And you got to face it like a man and just sort of move forward. But, you know, like I said, it's one game. We'll move forward. I'm taking it seriously. And, you know, we got to put the ball through the uprights.
Coach Bruce said that maybe you're a smart guy. Sometimes you overthink it a little bit. Is it hard to not overthink it?
Of course. Yeah, no, it's a good point. It is hard to overthink, to not overthink things. And, you know, you care so much about it and you put a lot of attention into it, your craft, into your detail, what you're doing. And, you know, you got to sort of turn your brain off when you go out there and just rely on everything you've built on it up until that point.
Does something feel different than when you were going on an automatic, just put it through the uprights?
I think it's just going to take a couple kicks to go through in a row, you know, three or four field goals in go through the uprights in a row, and I think you'll get right back on track. And so that's what I'm starting to do is just say, hey, you know, put one make on top of another. So, you know, finish the game with a make, you know, go out there, make your next kick. And then all of a sudden you're going, hey, that's two in a row, three in a row. And that way you can kind of build yourself out of the, you know, hey, I missed hole. So, you know, like I said, it's one game. Got to take it seriously, but that's where we're at right now.
Is it more mental than Blair than technical?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, everything you do at this level, there's a little bit of a mental aspect involved in it. You know, when guys don't do their job to what they think that they can do, of course there's a little bit of, you know, mental disappointment and, hey, you know, why didn't I do it correctly? But, you know, I'm confident in what I do. I'm here for a reason. And, you know, I know that I need to continue to make kicks in order to stay at this level. And I've proven that I can, and I've proven that I can get out of little ruts and slumps here and there. So, you know, I'm confident in my abilities.
Do you feel any extra pressure because you received the contract extension?
No, it's part of the business. You know, you're here to try to make a living in the NFL, and that's what I'm trying to do. And the Vikings are, you know, a great organization. That's the organization I want to stay with, and I got to continue to prove my worth to them and to, you know, to this team. And you know, that's what I'm working each day to do.